So let's talk about another topic we also discussed with the other panel, immunotherapy toxicity. And here's a case to get started. This is a patient who was diagnosed in 2015, actually went on a trial. We were talking before about this idea of anti-angiogenic. So this patient went on a trial of Bev and erlotinib at that point. Interestingly, the Bev had to be discontinued because of proteinuria, but the patient was on it for 2 years, which is a pretty good response. And then, you remember the old days, is T790? I took the boards last year, and T790 was still on it. I just wanted to see what was on the boards. And they're kind of behind the times, but anyhow, so this, I guess this patient in the last wave of T790 got osimertinib and had disease control, and then finally progressed and is currently responding to carbo-PEM and PEM. In her fourth cycle of carbo-PEM and PEM, had to be admitted to the hospital for a leg weakness and radicular leg pain. There were no new lesions in the bone, etc. And the diagnosis by the neurologist was transverse myelitis. And the thinking was that it was related to the pembrolizumab, which was discontinued. She had a little bit of response by corticosteroid, but did poorly and ended up dying. Here's Dr. Deutsch.
So my question was, you know, how common are neurologic complications from immunotherapy? I've seen optic neuritis. I've seen this transverse myelitis. I've seen PREF in my patient population. And my question would be, is there any way to predict for people who are going to be more likely to get immune-mediated toxicities? I mean, obviously, the people you treat who have underlying immune diseases are at risk. But what about the general population? And is there any way to predict for those people who are going to have toxicity? Because unfortunately, the neurologic toxicity can be pretty profound and serious.
I was just curious, Julie, if you could comment on the spectrum of neurologic problems that you see with IOs and whether or not they respond to things like corticosteroids.
I mean, the spectrum of neurologic diseases associated with IO is so widespread, all the way from a generalized encephalitis, where the patient is potentially even comatose and non-responsive, to just a single nerve root issue. And so the presentation is so varied that having a neurologist evaluate these patients with you is so important. And the steroid response is typical, but sometimes here, depending on the neurologic disease, you may have to consider plasmapheresis. You may need to consider IVIG. There's also been some improvement in some of these patients with rituximab if you think that it's a B-cell mediated toxicity. And so again, this, particularly when you're giving not so much pemetrexed carboplatin and pembro, but if you have someone who's getting paclitaxel carbo and pembro and coming in with peripheral neuropathy, that seems to be out of proportion to what you typically think with paclitaxel, then you have to think about potential immune-related toxicities as well.
Haas, any comments on your experience with immune-related neurotoxicity?
I've seen one case of psoriasis, which is basically very similar to what Julie was just describing, a patient who came in and was basically comatose. So fortunately, responded to high-dose steroids really nicely. And obviously, after that, we had to discontinue immunotherapy. But these are very scary. I mean, I got to tell you, this patient was very sick. And it, for all practical purposes, looked like she might have had a massive stroke. And of course, imaging studies didn't show anything like that. And we did LPs and a whole workup and started on steroids with good response. So that is the one case of neurotoxicity that sticks in my mind particularly.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to the faculty and our general medical oncology consultants, and thank you for listening. To watch the presentations from the faculty, go to researchtopractice.com/lungcancersummit. This is Dr. Neil Love. Thanks for listening.